低头向天上的真神献上祷告。
Please remain standing and we'll be praying to our Heavenly Father.
奉主耶稣基督圣名祷告。
In the holy name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
慈爱的天父真神，我们感谢赞美你的圣名。
Dear Heavenly Father and true God, we thank you and praise your name.
你的恩典何等的浩大。
Because your grace is magnificent.
你的眼目时时看顾我们。
And your protection and care is with us always.
保佑我们，祝福我们。
You continue to protect us and to bless us.
引领我们的脚步。
And you guide our footsteps.
虽然我们用肉眼看不见你。
Even though we cannot see you with our human eyes.
但是你却看得见我们。
However, you can see us.
就好像我们看不见空气一样。
Just like the air that we cannot see.
但是我们每分每秒需要空气。
But every single second of our lives, we need this oxygen.
慈爱的主，我们也每天每分每秒而靠着你而活。
Dear Lord, every day, every second, we rely on you to be able to live on.
你不单单只创造了我们。
And not only did you create us.
还用你全能的命令托住万有。
You also use your almighty power to create everything around us.
让我们还有这一口气可以活着。
So that we can continue having this breath of life to live.
但是我们常常因为生活太忙而忘记要寻找你。
But many times because of the busyness of life, we forget to seek you.
我们常常要靠自己的努力来得到人生所要得到的一切。
And many times we rely on our efforts and hard work to be able to receive all the things that we are supposed to gain in this life.
把自己弄得很累。
To the point that we are very exhausted.
把自己弄得很苦。
To the point that we feel that we are in suffering.
到有一天我们可能得到。
And maybe one day we'll be able to receive.
但是要却发觉双手好像捕住那个风一样。
However, we may feel that our hands have just been holding on to empty air.
夜阑人静，我们有时候心里很孤单。
To the point that we may feel very lonely within our hearts.
很寂寞。
And we will feel alone in this world.
遇到困难的时候，也不晓得要找谁来帮助。
And when we face difficulties, we may not know whom we should seek for help.
有时候遇到人生的苦难。
And when we face these difficulties in our lives.
甚至遇到死亡的来临。
Or we are facing death.
心中更有恐惧。
Our hearts feel very afraid.
主啊，但是你很爱我们。
Lord, we know that you truly love us.
你引领我们的脚步。
And you are the one who guides our footsteps.
今天要我们放下忙碌的工作跟生活。
And today you want us to put down all the busyness of life.
来到圣殿，来到真耶稣教会。
To come to your holy temple, the true Jesus Church.
要聆听你的话语。
To listen to your words.
让我们了解什么样的人生才是最重要的人生。
To be able to understand what it is to live a meaningful life.
主啊，我们的人生真的有时候还在，好像在海浪当中。
Lord, our lives may be the same as if we were in the sea.
浪一直摇。
That is full of waves that are pushing us left and right.
不晓得被波浪冲到哪里去。
And we might not even know where these waves are pushing us towards.
甚至可能会沉下去。
Or even whether these waves will sink us.
我们今天看到你的亮光。
However, today we see your light.
主啊，我们在你的面前。
Lord, we are before you.
愿你再一次的带领我们，今天晚上第二个晚上的布道会的聚会。
May you once more lead tonight's second evangelical service.
愿你的灵与我们同在。
May your spirit be among us.
帮助你的工人。
To be able to help your workers.
能够有智慧、有力量为福音做见证。
To have the wisdom and the strength to testify for the truth.
帮助我们的年轻诗班。
Please help our youth choir.
让他们会唱出感人的歌声。
So that they will be able to sing songs that will move the hearts of people.
更求你亲自地打开我们会中的心门。
And even more so, we ask you to open the hearts of the audience.
让我们可以看清人生的苦跟无奈跟虚空。
So that we can see the helplessness and the vanity of this life.
能够有一颗要寻求你、追求你的心。
So that we can have a heart that pursues and follows you.
主啊，我们今天谦卑地在你面前献上祷告祈求。
Lord, this is the humble prayer that we offer to you.
愿你的圣灵大大的感动，带领我们晚上的布道会。
May your Holy Spirit move among us and lead tonight's evangelical service.
我们知道这是一场属灵的战争。
We know that this is a spiritual war.
只有你才能够帮助我们得胜。
And you are the only one who will bring us to victory.
可以将你的心意夺回，让他们归向基督。
And so that all of us will be able to once more belong to Christ.
主啊，我们最后将一切荣耀、颂赞、尊贵都归于你的圣名。
Lord, may all the glory and the honor be unto your holy name.
愿平安归于我们今天有来参加布道会的众人。
And may peace be with all those who are here attending your service.
直到永永远远。
Till the very end.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
再一次代表真耶稣教会欢迎各位朋友们来参加我们今天的布道聚会。
Once more representing the True Jesus Church, we would like to warmly welcome you to tonight's evangelical service.
现在的人工作很忙。
And we know that nowadays many people are very busy with work.
家庭生活更忙。
And even more so with family life.
享乐更忙。
And even more so with just enjoying life.
要人抽时间来教会是不容易的事情。
So to be able to reserve the time to come to church is something that's quite challenging.
但是为什么大家今天晚上抽时间来？
However, the question is, why is it that each one of you have reserved this time?
有一样事情比工作更重要。
And it is because there is one thing that is more important than work.
比我们家庭生活更重要。
Something that is more important than our family life.
这是我们每个人的灵魂的得救。
And that is the salvation of our souls.
我们人生的意义要搞清楚。
And it is because we need to figure out what is the meaning of life.
这不然的话，就好像我们刚刚唱那首赞美诗。
Because if not, it will be just like the hymn that we just sang.
你到底为什么忙?
Why are you so busy?
忙了一辈子。
It may be that you're busy for a whole lifetime.
问自己到底为了什么?
And you may end up asking yourself, why was I so busy for?
今天晚上我们就是来这边要寻找答案。
So tonight we are gathered here to be able to look for the answer to that question.
你的人生是什么的人生?
What kind of life are you living?
昨天晚上我们从美国专程来协助灵恩会的周传道为我们见证第一种人生，就是酒用尽了的人生。
Last night we had Pastor Joe who has arrived here from the United States who shared with us the topic of living a life where wine is finished.
美酒每个人都喜欢。
And we know that many people like to enjoy drinking wine.
但是一瓶美酒也有喝完的一刻。
However, regardless of how precious that wine bottle may be, sooner or later it will be gone.
喝完更有空虚感。
And once that bottle of wine has been finished, then there will be a greater sense of emptiness.
人生的快乐结束了，就是虚空苦难的起头。
And when the happiness of life ends, the only thing that's left behind is the emptiness.
这个时候我们需要主耶稣的来临。
And that is when we need Lord Jesus Christ.
今天晚上周传道要给我们见证第二种人生。
So tonight, Pastor Joe will be sharing with us the second kind of life.
这是我们这个题目，劳碌甚苦的人生。
Which is the title, A Life of Straining at the Oars.
这个是什么的人生呢?
What kind of life is this?
怎么面对呢?
How do you face it?
相信大家一定非常有兴趣要聆听。
I believe that each one of you will be greatly interested into listening to this topic.
现在我就把时间交给周传道，愿主与你同在。
And now I would like to pass this time to Pastor Joe. May God be with you.
再次的欢迎亲戚朋友、主内弟兄姐妹啊，来参加晚上的第二场布道聚会。
Once more, we would like to welcome all friends, relatives, and members to tonight's second evangelical service.
奉主耶稣圣名来见证耶稣救人的福音。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify the words of salvation of God.
昨天晚上跟我们亲爱的朋友分享啊，像酒用尽一样的人生。
And last night, the topic that we shared was the life of finished wine.
我们谈到家庭的重要。
And we talked about the importance of family life.
那今天晚上小弟想借着跟大家分享的劳碌甚苦的人生，来谈谈我们的工作生活。
And tonight, I would like to share with you the topic of a life straining at the oars, to be able to talk about a life at work.
我们从圣经知道工作是神当时给了人类的。
And we know from the Bible that work is something that has been given to us human beings by God.
神造了万物之后设立了一个乐园把我们的始祖亚当安置在里头。
After God created the whole world, God gave our forefathers Adam a garden to take care of.
当然除了享用 神所创造一切的美好之外，
and besides letting man enjoy all of the creation，
也负起了修理神伊甸乐园里头一切的工作。
He also assigned all of the duties of taking care of this garden to man。
因为借着工作，人可以得着这个内在心灵的满足，跟外在肉体饮食的需求。
And it is because through work, men would be able to fulfill the sense of satisfaction and at the same time have a source of food。
可见我们的神，他多么知道工作对人的意义跟目的。
And that is how we know that God knew the meaning and the goal behind work。
但是自从这罪入了世界之后，
However, after sin entered the world，
在工作上人类也有些这个改变了。
Within this life of work, there has also been a change。
成为这个汗流满面才勉强可以得着饱足糊口。
So that this kind of work would become a labor full of sweat and hard toil to be able to fulfill the basic needs。
那随着人类的历史从这个农业文化进到商业里头。
And through human history, we had gone from a life of agriculture to a life of economics。
在工业革命之后带来了科技文明的进步。
And after the Industrial Revolution, we entered into the technological era。
或许人在肉体上不再需要像过去老祖先那样付出这么大的辛劳。
And it may be that modern day men do no longer need to struggle in that agricultural life to be able to provide for their basic needs。
有很多的这个科技产品这个、新的发明能够来代劳。
And there are many technological gadgets and inventions that could replace that kind of agricultural work。
但是人类是不是因此就能够回到像伊甸乐园那样的这种安息呢？
However, could these new developments replace the former life to be able to return to that peace and joy of the Garden of Eden?
从实际的生活上面我们看到并非如此。
However, from daily life, we can see that this is not so.
人受制于外在物质物欲横流的这个追逐
And it is because human beings are still pursuing that kind of materialistic life.
在不满足心态的驱使之下。
And when they are still unable to fulfill the needs that they have.
让人陷入了更加忙碌的生活里头。
So that they end up being busier than ever.
如同刚刚这个杨传道所说的，我们人生的意义跟目的是什么？
Just as what Pastor Young reminded us a moment ago, what is the meaning of life?
同样的，工作在人生命当中的意义跟目的也失去了。
And it is just how we have lost the meaning behind working.
成为无穷无尽的束缚跟捆绑。
So that we are tied down by these kinds of burdens.
很多人在辛勤的工作当中渐渐迷失了自己。
And it is in this way that that people become workaholics and lose themselves in their work.
失去了我为什么要工作？工作的意义跟目的，在我人生里头到底占了多大的成分
？Or they end up asking themselves, what is the goal behind working that hard? Why is it, or how much time does work take up?From my time.
我们来看看圣经有一段的记载。
So let's take a look at a passage in the Bible.
我们一起来看马可福音的第六章。
Please turn to Mark chapter 6.
马可福音六章，我们从四十五节开始来看。
Mark chapter 6, we're going to start reading from verse 45.
到五十一节。
We're going to read from verse 45 to 51.
四十五节，耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到那边伯赛大去，等他叫众人散开。四十六节。
46.
他既辞别了他们，就往山上去祷告。四十七节。
47.
到了晚上，船在海中。耶稣独自在岸上，四十八节。
48.
看见门徒因风不顺，摇橹甚苦，夜里 约有四经天，就在海面上走，往他们那里去，意思要走过他们去。49。
49。
但门徒看见他在海面上走，以为是鬼怪，就喊叫起来。50。
50。
因为他们都看见了他，且甚惊慌。耶稣连忙对他们说：“你们放心，是我，不要怕。”51。
51。
于是到了他们那里，上了船，风就住了。他们心里十分惊奇。这是主耶稣所行的一个神迹。
So this passage describes a miracle that Jesus Christ performed.
那在主耶稣用五个饼、两条鱼让5000多个男丁吃饱之后。
And after Jesus had fed 5,000 people just using 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
耶稣要门徒离开。
Jesus asked his disciples to move on to the next place.
坐船渡到这个加利利海的另外一边伯塞大去。
So the disciples got into the boat and went to the other side of the lake, which is to Bethsaida.
在那边来会合。
To be able to gather there later on.
那耶稣就散了众人，他先到山上去祷告。
And so after Jesus Christ meets the crowd, he went up to mountainside to pray.
那门徒在海中遇到风浪。
And that is when his disciples faced a great wind.
这些门徒大多是以渔夫出身的啦，所以航海对他们来讲不是多大的问题。
And most of his disciples used to be fishermen, therefore they were very familiar with the sea.
但是在这里我们看到门徒遇到这个风浪以至于让他们摇起船来了，非常的辛苦。
However, we can see here that the disciples faced a very strong wind that was going against them, and therefore they were straining at the oars.
到了四更天，天快接近这个黎明的时候。
And about the fourth watch of the night.
并没有得到休息
They were still struggling. They did not get a break from that strong wind.
整夜的摇橹劳苦
So that means all night long they had been straining at the oars and working hard.
主耶稣看见就走海面要过去帮他们。
So when Jesus saw them struggling, Jesus walked on the water towards them.
也许是天色昏暗，也许这些门徒因为劳苦再加上海浪的这个波浪的摇晃眼睛昏花了。
It may have been because it was early in the morning, or maybe because the disciples had been very tired from working all night, that they thought that they were seeing a ghost.
看到主耶稣走海面过来，纷纷惊慌害怕以为是鬼怪来了。
So when they saw Jesus Christ walking on the water, they were terrified because they thought a ghost was coming towards them.
主耶稣连忙出声安慰，说：“你们放心，不要怕，是我。”
And that is when Jesus Christ immediately spoke to them and said, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid."
主耶稣上了门徒的船。
And later on, Jesus Christ climbed into the boat with them.
风浪就停了。
And the wind died down.
同样的经文的记载也在马太福音14。
And this same passage or this same event is also described in the book of Matthew chapter 14.
以及约翰福音的第6章。
And also in the book of John chapter 6.
那边甚至有提到说，当耶稣上了船，门徒即刻就到了他们想要去的地方了。
And it is also recorded in the remaining 2 passages that the moment that Jesus Christ got on board, everyone arrived at their target place.
那晚上小弟想要借着这一段的经文跟我们大家来谈谈这个工作与人生的关系。
So tonight I would like to use this passage to be able to talk with you about life and work.
我们是不是也曾经有过摇橹甚苦的这个生活。
To ask ourselves whether we have also gone through a time in which things were very hard to deal with.
刚刚在吃晚餐的时候。
A moment ago during dinner.
因为诗班的这个弟兄姐妹今天晚上是青年诗班 所以这些弟兄姐妹啊，就聊起这个 NBA 的林书豪啊。
And because tonight we're having the youth choir, so while youth choir was having dinner, they were chatting about an NBA player named Jeremy Lin.
尼克队哦，纽约尼克队哦。
And he is part of the New York team.
哦，那当中一个姐妹说哈，这个林书豪是台湾人。
So there was a sister that mentioned that this basketball player Jeremy Lin is Taiwanese.
哦，小弟就。很好奇就问了这个姐妹你怎么知道
And because I'm quite curious about this, I asked the sister, how do you know?
你怎么知道林书豪是台湾人
How do you know that Jeremy Lin is Taiwanese?
这个姐妹说因为他自己讲的啊
And the sister said, it is because he said so.
访问过他爸爸妈妈他们都是从台湾来的啊
And a journalist have interviewed his parents, and his parents are from Taiwan too.
那小弟就说我有方法可以证明林书豪是台湾人啊。
So I told her, actually, I have a way to prove that Jeremy Lin is Taiwanese.
哦，对台湾人来说啊。
Because for Taiwanese people.
哦，这个工作哦，是哦，这个压力超大的。
Usually when you are working, the pressure is very great.
哦，薪水超低的。
And your salary is horribly low.
工作时间超长的。
Your work times are horribly long.
所以你看看林书豪现在，哦，他压力是不是很大？这个赢球输球啊，都挂在哈、哦，都他一针一针挑起来的了。
So look at Jeremy Lin. He must feel very, under pressure because whether they win or lose, all of these are part of his responsibility.
哦，比起呀、啊、其他这个 NBA 的大牌哦。他的薪水超低的。
And in comparison to the stars of the NBA, his salary does not compare because it is very low.
哦，他因为他是东方人的身材，所以他的练习要比人家更努力，工作时间是超长的。
And because he is of Asian descent, that means that his physical training needs to be much longer than other people, which means that he works longer hours.
所以他是台湾人。
And therefore, yes, he is Taiwanese.
哦，跟我们从台湾来的弟兄姐妹的体验一样哦，薪水超低，时间超长，压力超大。
So as you can see, his experience is the same as our brothers and sisters who are Taiwanese, which is they are working under great pressure, they have very low salary, and they work very long hours.
哦，这个是网络上的一则笑话了哦。
And of course, this is a joke.
那其实，在这个金融风暴之后，不但是这个台湾哦，我想在美国也好，在这个美加地区哈、我们都能够感受得到。
So after recession, we have been able to feel the effects of that in North America.
哦，那欧债的危机啊。
And also the difficulties that this entails.
哦，全球啊。笼罩在这个经济衰退的浪潮里头。
Currently, the whole world is under financial strain.
哦，那直接反映到我们生活上工作上就是失业率普遍上升。
And the direct effect of this into our lives is that unemployment is a very common thing.
哦，根据这个联合国的统计。
And according to the UN report,
哦，这个美国目前的失业率是9.9%。
Currently, the unemployment rate in the U.S. is 9.9%.
哦，那台湾，我刚谈到台湾哦，12%。
And Taiwan's unemployment rate is 12%.
哦，那中国大陆哦，有官方版跟民间版啊。
And in China, there are two kinds of parties.
哦，官方版是9.4%。
The first category is 9.4%.
那民间版大概是20%。
And the second category is 20%.
那刚刚我们谈到说欧债哈，欧洲哈，欧洲更惨。
And the European nations are in worse position.
哦啊，像西班牙51%。
For example, Spain's unemployment rate is at 51%.
哦，希腊46%。
Greece is under 46%.
啊，那葡萄牙也好啦，意大利也好，都有30%之高啊。
And whether it is Portugal or Italy, they are under 30% unemployment rate.
哦，这个一再的凸显出全球经济啊， 在这个衰退里头。
So all of this shows that the current economic status of the world is pretty bad.
哦，所以在这个时代里头，能够拥有一份稳定的工作，哦，真的是不容易的事情。
So under the current generation, to have a stable job is a very difficult thing to attain.
哦，就算是老板，要我们加班，哦，要工作时间长一点，薪水低一点啊，我们也都不敢表示什么意见的。
If our bosses tell us that we need to work longer hours for less pay, we will usually not complain about it.
那不知道我们是不是有想？哦，我们这样的生活到底要持续到什么时候
？However, have we asked ourselves when will this kind of life need to last until？
曾经有人这么样讲过这么样一个故事，哦，来谈人生。
Once upon a time, there was a story that was trying to describe what life is like。
哦，谈到他有一次啊，这个天使啊，哦，羡慕神对人的爱跟照顾。
Once upon a time, there was an angel that was very jealous of the love and care that God showed to his people.
哦，所以啊，跟神要求说啊，说也想去当人呐。
So the angel asked God, "Permit me to also become a human being."
哦，神跟天使讲啊，当人很苦啊。
And God told this angel, "Being a human being, that is a difficult life."
哦，天使说乱讲哦，这个神你那么爱人。当人怎么会苦
？The angel said, "I don't think so. The way that you love human beings, how could being a human being be so difficult?"
哦，神说好吧，那让你去当人哦，当个二十年好了。
And so God agreed to the request of this angel and said, "Okay, I will permit you to be a human being for 20 years."
哦，从出生到二十岁。
You will start off from the very beginning, all the way till you're 20 years old.
过的是人的生活。
And you will live as a human being for 20 years.
哦，有父母师长的这个栽培跟关怀。
And you will have parents, and you will have many adults who will love and protect you.
哦，二十岁了，二十年到了。
However, when 20 years are due,
神对天使说，该回来了吧。
20 years passed by, and God told this angel, "It is time to come back."
哎，这个天使说，不行啊，哎，我现在啊才刚刚哦，这个学业告了一个段落哦。
And the angel replied to God, "No, this is not a very good time. I have just completed my education."
我正准备要鹏程万里呀。
I am about to reach my full potential.
我有很多的理想哦，很多的这个愿景啊，要去实践。
I have so many dreams. I have so many things that I would like to accomplish.
哦，我不要回去。
I do not want to go back.
刚好有一头马从旁边经过。
And as he was saying this, a horse was running by him.
那神就说，好吧，那马的二十岁给你了。
And then God said, "All right, then I will grant you 20 years from that horse."
哎，从二十岁到四十岁的人生，就好像是马一样，我到处奔波。
So that means that from the age of 20 to 40, this man was running around just like a horse.
哦，为着我们的事业。
Because he would need to run around and work hard for his career.
哦，为着我们的前途。
He would need to work hard for his future.
哎，到处奔波啊，哦。
And because of that, he would need to run around.
哎，四十岁了。
And then he hit the age of 40.
哦，神说该回来了吧。
And God told him, "It is time to come back."
哎，天使又说不行啊。
However, the angel said, "No."
哦，这个时候哈，我的家庭啊，这个孩子还小。
It is because in my family, my children are still young.
哦，正需要啊我的时候啊。
This is the time when they most need me.
哦，我不能回去啊。
I cannot go back.
哎，一头牛从旁边经过了。
And as he was saying this,A cow walked by.
好吧，那牛的二十年也给你了。
And so God said, "Okay, then I will grant you 20 years living as a cow."
哦，从四十岁到六十岁，人过的生活哦，就好像牛一样哦。
So from the age of 40 to 60, he lived a life as if he were a cow.
为了家庭，为了儿女呀，来脱模。
For his family, for his children, he worked very hard.
哎，六十岁到了。
And then he hit the age of 60.
哎，神说可以回来了吧。
And God said, okay, now it's time to come back.
人说还不行。
And the man said, no, not quite yet.
我现在啊，好不容易挨到退休了。
I have finally been able to work so hard to be able to retire now.
哦，奋斗了一辈子，哦，脱模了一辈子啊，总算可以啊，来享受我的下半辈子哦。
I have run for a lifetime, I have worked for a lifetime, and now I can finally enjoy the remaining years.
所以我现在不能回去呀。
So now I cannot go back.
刚好有一只狗从旁边经过了。
And as he was saying this, a dog walked by.
好吧，那狗的二十年也给你的。
So God said, okay, I will grant you 20 years as a dog.
哦，六十岁以后的退休生活啊。就好像一头狗每天为儿女看家啊，巴望他们能够回来看看你。
So from the age of 60 and onwards, this man lived as a dog, which would be that he would need to take care of the house of his children and also hope that his children would come back and maybe visit him.
哦，是想一想啊，人生啊，还真像哦啊，像马，像牛哦，像狗一样。
So if you really think about it, human life is quite similar to this. It's just as if you are living as a cow, as a, horse, cow, and dog.
好，我们来看一下这个诗篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms.
诗篇的九十篇。
Psalms chapter 90.
九十篇第十节。
Chapter 90, verse 10.
直接我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮，可以到八十岁，但其中所经花的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。我们跳过来看十二节。
Please jump to verse 12.
十二节，求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。好，在这里，这个作诗的人这么说啊。
So within these two verses, the psalmist says,
我们一生的年日啊，大概七十八十左右。
That the length of our days is 70 to 80 years.
哦，但在当中啊，能够让我们夸口的不过是劳苦愁烦啊，并且转眼成空了。
However, during this time, everything is but trouble and sorrow, and they will quickly fly away.
哦，小弟因为工作的关系啊，有时候会到安老院呐。到 nursing home 去探望我们的弟兄姐妹。
Because of the nature of my work, I will usually need to go to nursing homes or different places to visit our brothers and sisters.
看到里头那些需要人家照顾的无论是失智的或者是行动不便的这些老年人啊。
And I will be able to come across elderly brothers and sisters who are unable to mobilize themselves or who have many needs.
很多人啊。在他们年轻的时候都是响当当的人物。
And many of these, in their younger days, they were very important people.
都是各行各业的精英跟权威。
They were important authorities in their own careers.
绝对不是你现在看到的那个垂垂老矣失智行动不便的这个样子。
They were definitely not like what you see today, which is people who are unable to walk or who look quite weak.
所以有时候想一想，说到底，人生就好像这个白马过门缝一样转眼就过去了。
So sometimes we will come to a conclusion that life is, it runs so fast like the wind. You blink and life is gone.
不如意的事情总是。比如意的事情来得多。
And that it seems that within our lifetimes, there are more things that are not smooth in compared to things that are smooth.
就如同刚刚我们所看到耶稣的这些门徒一样，整夜的摇橹非常的辛苦。
And it is just like the disciples that we saw a moment ago that they spent all night to be able to strain the oars.
但是啊，仍然还是啊，在这个波涛汹涌的大海当中啊。没有什么进展。
However, even though they were trying their very best, they were still within this lake. They had no progress.
不知道彼岸在哪里呀。
They could not even see where land was.
什么地方，什么时候才可以让我们歇下劳苦？
They did not know when and where would be the place that they could put down all of their toilsome labor.
哦，所以如同刚刚我们所读的这个诗篇啊所说的哈，应当要求神来指教我们。让我们懂得数算我们的日子。
And just like the psalm that we read a moment ago, let us ask God to teach us to number our days, so that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
借着回顾，借着数算，借着思考，我们可以找到人生的意义、目的跟价值来。
By examining, by being grateful, by thinking about life, we will be able to find the meaning of life.
做出智慧的抉择跟投资
，and make a wise choice。
在我们人生里头啊，来得到最大的满足跟利益。
So that within our life we will be able to receive the greatest satisfaction。
所以我们亲爱的朋友，我们懂得来到真耶稣教会来思想，来数算我们的生命。
So, dear friends, now that you are here within the True Jesus Church, please think of the many blessings that you've had within your life.
来追求认识这位永生的神，这位造物的主。
And continue to pursue to know more this creator of the world, the one who guides our life.
其实我们都是智慧的人。
Because all of us are wise people.
耶稣啊，在看到门徒在海中整夜的劳苦。
And so when Jesus saw how his disciples were struggling all night long,
于是走海面要来帮助这些门徒。
He started to walk on the lake to come and help his disciples.
结果却引起了这些门徒们的惊慌跟害怕。
However, his disciples were very terrified when they saw him walking on water.
怎么有人可以走海面？
How can anyone walk on water?
一定是鬼怪耶。
It must be a ghost.
所以害怕、惊慌、喊叫起来了。
And that is why they were terrified and they cried out.
把慈爱的主，把要帮助他们的主看成是鬼怪了。
They ended up confusing their God, their Savior, as a ghost.
今天我们也有可能会像这些门徒一样。
Today, we may also be like these disciples.
我们对主耶稣啊，有了错看。
We may have a misunderstanding of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们对于他的帮助、他的好意啊，有了错解。
It may be that we misunderstand his help and his good meanings.
或者因为我们生活的忙碌。
Or it may be because of the busyness of our lives.
也许因着我们遇到的困难。
Or because of the difficulties that we face.
就好像这些门徒啊，因为辛苦啊，因为摇晃啊，而有的错看。
It may be just like these disciples, because they have been working hard, or because they have been swayed by the waves, that we are unable to understand or see God properly.
小弟是2001年，来到美国。
I immigrated into the U.S. in the year of 2001.
那我们知道2001年在美国发生的最大的事情就是911恐怖攻击事件。
And we know that a important event in the U.S. in the year of 2001 was September 11th, the terrorist attack.
那小弟啊，刚好要回台湾。
And that is when I was returning to Taiwan.
所以我的飞机到了安哥拉治转机的时候就在那边呢，被留了2天。
So when I was transferring my flight in Anchorage, in a certain city, my flight got landed for some time.
那本来我的飞机是9月10号10号的晚上11:50从 JFK 纽约的甘乃迪机场起飞。
So my flight was supposed to leave on September 10th at 11 at night from the New York airport.
那照理来讲不会遇到这个911应该已经回到台湾去了。
And according to schedules, I mentioned was September 10th, so I would not have ended up coming across the September 11th event.
但是因为 这个飞机在安哥拉治要飞到纽约去的这个安哥拉治的这个机场降落的时候爆胎。
However, because I had transferred my flight in a certain city, the tire of my plane blew up. Therefore, we had a delay.
所以 delay 五个钟头，变成九月十一号早上五点飞。
So there was a 5-hour delay. So the flight was delayed until September 11th at 5 a.m.
好，那九一一恐怖攻击大概是九点多八九点的时候发生的。
And the September 11th terrorist attack happened at 8 to 9 a.m.
所以因为这样子因为那个 delay 让小弟的飞机到了安哥拉治就静止在升空了。
So because of that delay, when my flight was being planned out, it ended up being canceled.
人生很多时候就是这样子。
So in our lives, many times it's just like that.
总是有出乎惊人出乎这个出人意料之外的事情来打断你的计划。
There are many events that are out of our control that will end up messing up our plans.
那因为这个在纽约这个 delay 当中认识了一位同样从台湾来的一位陈先生。
However, because of the delay in New York, I ended up making a friend, a Mr. Chen, also from Taiwan.
大家就说好morning call 的时候大家互相敲个门以免这个没有赶上飞机。
So we had agreed that the next day, after the morning call, we would still check up on each other to make sure that we would not oversleep and miss our flight.
所以到了安哥拉治的时候我们又再一次的碰面。
So when we reached that city, we once more saw each other.
那在当时也已经知道了到底发生什么事情了。
And by that time, we already knew what had happened in New York.
大家赶快打电话这个告诉台湾的家人说这个被留置在安哥拉治。
And so everybody called back home to Taiwan to assure their family members that they were all right.
那也有人赶快打回纽约问一下家人好吗。
And there were also other passengers that called back to New York to ask whether their family members were safe.
也许当中有人的家人在那两栋大楼里头上班。
And it was because some of the passengers' relatives worked within the World Trade Center.
也许有人一辈子的努力奋斗投资都在那两栋大楼里头。
It may have been that the hard work and all of the investment of a person's life were within those two buildings.
一下子什么都没有了。
And just like that, within a few moments, everything was gone.
随着他们挂完电话的表情大概就可以解读得出来他们的家人是不是平安。
So according to the expression that each passenger had after they hanged up their phone call, we would be able to guess whether their relatives were doing well or not.
有些人得知家人没事眉开眼笑。有些人是黯然神伤，暗自流泪。
Some people, the moment that they knew that their family members were safe, they would be smiling from corner to corner. However, for those who had heard sad news, you could see them quietly sobbing.
小弟又遇到那一个在纽约认识的陈先生。
And so once more, I faced the Mr. Chen that I had met in New York.
陈先生说，唉，没想到会发生这样的事情。
And Mr. Chen commented to me, who would have known that this were to happen?
这个陈先生也是内在美的就是太太在美国的。
And so Mr. Chen's wife is also in the U.S.
太太在美国陪孩子念书，那他自己则是台湾大陆两地跑。
And so Mr. Chen's wife and family were in living in the U.S. and Mr. Chen would travel to Taiwan and China to do business.
努力赚钱提供儿女的教育
To be able to earn as much money to provide for the tuition fees of his children.
我看他也是劳苦胜努的人生。
So I could also see that he had a very toilsome and hardworking life.
那当人遇到很重大的灾难总是会有感而发，会讲一些话。
However, when people face great disasters, they will also speak some words.
陈先生也不例外。
So Mr. Chen also reflected upon this disaster.
他说这件事情告诉我们一个事实。
He said, this event tells us one thing.
多包两个二奶啊,及时行乐吧。
Have more... Oh, I'm sorry. Have many mistresses and just enjoy life as much as possible.
所以不要认为说人之将死,七言以善,也不一定这样子的。有些人是见了棺材还不流泪的。So
let us not assume that whenever people face a tragedy, they will reflect for the good, because we also know of people who may be attending a funeral and do not know how to shed tears.
耶稣的这个门徒啊，劳碌甚苦，终夜的辛劳，看到耶稣要来帮助他，把主的帮助当鬼怪了。So
we can see how the disciples have been working hard all night long, straining at the oars, and the moment that they saw Jesus Christ, who was there to help them, instead of realizing that Jesus Christ was there to help them, they actually confused him as a ghost.
在我们的生命，在我们生活里头。
In our lifetime, we also make this mistake.
外在患难、困苦的环境不一定能够叫醒我们内在被蒙蔽的心灵。
When we are facing an exterior difficulty or a tragedy, our inner heart may still not be moved or changed.
也许是环境的对环境的害怕。
It may be that we're simply afraid of this exterior problem.
对将来。 已经失去了盼望。
Or it may be that we have lost all hope for the future.
我们总是错看了信仰的重要。
However, we miss out on the importance of our faith.
我们总是拒绝耶稣的帮助。
And we end up rejecting the help that the Lord Jesus Christ provides.
感谢神, 我们的耶稣是慈爱的主。
However, our Jesus Christ is a loving Lord.
就如同这里啊, 他连忙地告诉这些惊怕的门徒一样。
Just as we see here, he immediately spoke to the terrified disciples.
你们放心, 是我, 不要怕。
Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid.
主耶稣要门徒不要怕。
Jesus Christ wanted his disciples to not be afraid.
因为他要带给他们那个不惧怕、不恐惧的这个平安。
And it was because he was here to give them the peace that has no fear.
人会因着未知的明天，以及明天所要发生的不可知的事情而感到惧怕。
Usually people are very fearful for the unknown things that they may face tomorrow.
而失去的平安。
And because of this, they will lose the peace.
但是主耶稣却把他的真平安留给了我们。
However, Lord Jesus Christ has brought to us the true peace.
那这个平安其中的一项功用，就是会让我们不胆怯害怕。
And one of the benefits of this true peace is for us to not be afraid.
我们来看约翰福音的14章。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
14章，我们请看27节。
John chapter 14, verse 27.
27节，我留下平安给你们。 我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的。你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。Peace
I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid.
主耶稣要给我们的帮助，给我们的平安，让我们不至于对明天、对未知的环境产生忧惧。
Lord Jesus Christ wants to provide us with his help and with his peace so that we are no longer afraid or fearful of the future.
耶稣登上了门徒的船。
So this is when Jesus Christ boarded the disciples' boat.
风浪就止住了。
And right at that moment, the wind stopped.
船立时就到了他们去的地方。
And that is when they arrived in their destination.
今天耶稣要把他那一份平安跟帮助
Tonight, Jesus Christ wants to give us his help and peace.
让我们在这个环境工作的压力之下, 我们能够得到安息。
So under the stress and the pressures of work, we may receive peace.
如同主耶稣在马太福音那边给我们的应许。
Just like what Jesus Christ has promised to us as written in the book of Matthew.
我们看马太福音的十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十一章二十八节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 28。
二十八节，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
我们亲爱的朋友们
，Dear friends，
我们觉得我们劳碌甚苦吗
？Do you feel that you are facing many troubles？
我们觉得我们劳苦担重担吗？
Do you feel that you are carrying a heavy burden?
主耶稣要给你平安。
Lord Jesus Christ wants to give you peace.
主耶稣要赏赐给你安息。
Lord Jesus Christ wants to give you rest.
要让我们在他的安息，在他的平安里头有份。
So that we can partake within his rest and within his peace.
只要我们懂得像当日的门徒一样。接耶稣上我们人生的船呢、啊、
？And this will happen as long as we welcome Jesus Christ into our boat, which is our life.
我们就能够到达安息之地。
Then we'll be able to arrive in the land of peace.
我们必得平安的旅程。
And we will arrive in a peaceful journey.
我们先请我们温哥华教会的。青年诗班来献唱几首诗歌来荣耀赞美天上的神。
So now
我们再来继续。
Continue to invite the youth choir to sing hymns of praise, and then we'll continue on.
Thank you.
谢谢青年诗班所献唱的诗歌。
We would like to thank the youth choir for their hymns that they have presented.
在台湾有一个传道人。
And in Taiwan, we have a pastor.
他跟教会的几个弟兄姐妹到医院去发传单。
And together with a group of brothers and sisters, they went to a hospital to pass out flyers.
他有一个病床有一个大概中年的这个先生啊。
And in one of the rooms, there was a middle-aged man.
就问给他传单的这个教会的姐妹啊。
That asked the sister who had given him a flyer.
叫你们牧师来。我有事情要问他。
Tell your pastor to come. I have a question to ask.
我们的姐妹就赶快去叫传道来了。
So the sister immediately went to ask the pastor to come.
那这个朋友就讲了。
And that is when the friend asked.
说你是牧师哦。
Are you a pastor?
这样的。我问你一个问题。
Then let me ask you a question.
如果你能够回答的话我们再谈。
If you can answer my question, then we shall continue chatting.
如果你没办法回答的话。
If you're unable to answer.
请你回去不要在这边打扰我们。
Please go away and stop bothering us.
我们这个传道一听这个遇到人家来踢馆来问问题的。
So the moment that the pastor heard this, he started thinking hard because this was a question to be answered.
既然遇到了总是硬着头皮也要上场。
So since you face the situation, the only thing that you can do is try your best to answer it.
这位先生请讲我尽我所知的我来回答你。
So the pastor said, Sir, go ahead and ask your question, and I will do whatever I can to answer your question.
牧师我问你，生命是什么？
So, Pastor, let me ask you, what is life?
这个问题很大。
And the pastor thought, wow, this is a humongous question.
正在思索的时候
And as he was thinking about what to answer,
对方竟然接下说，接下继续讲啊。
The man continued with what he was saying.
我为了这个答案我曾经跑到深山古刹去找这个得道的高僧要来了解。
In search of this answer, I once before went to a high mountain to try to find the answer from some sort of way.
原来这个先生他为了他的事业打拼喝到肝病所以住到医院里面。
And actually, this middle-aged man, during his working years, he drank a lot of alcohol and ended up having stomach problems.
一直在寻求，到底我这样拼命值不值得？
So he had been searching the answer to whether all of his toilsome labor was worth it or not.
所以他要问，到底生命是什么？
And that is why he was asking.What is the meaning of life?
这个庙里面的这个老和尚回答他说，佛曰不可说，不可说。
And so, the middle-aged man had actually gone to a high mountain where there was a 100-year-old temple that had many monks living. So as he went to ask the question, the monk said, I can't tell you.
只好出来了。
And so what else could this man do but just leave that temple?
坐到这个庙的这个门槛上看着地上的一朵野花。
And so as he was walking out of that temple, he saw a wild flower on the ground.
这个时候刮来一阵风吹得树叶满天飞。
And right at the moment, a strong wind came by and blew over everything that was there so that the air was full of plants.
就问风啊，你能不能告诉我生命是什么？
And so the man asked, wind, can you tell me what is the meaning of life?
就听到风声呜呜呜，仿佛在回答他说不晓得，不晓得，不知道。
And the only thing that this man could hear would be the sound of the wind blowing, and He felt it was as if the wind was telling him, I don't know, I don't know.
哦，看看地上那一朵小花被风吹得摇头晃脑啊，于是又问啊，小花，你能不能告诉我生命是什么啊？
And so he looked once more at the small flower and told the flower, Flower, do you know what is the meaning of life?
哦，这个花被风吹得晃来晃去啊，也仿佛在回答他说。我不知道，我不知道。
And because this flower had been flown left and right by the wind, the flower was almost telling him, I don't know either.
我们这个传道听到这位先生哦，这样讲，蛮有趣的一个人呐，于是又继续听他讲。
And so as the pastor was hearing this man describe what had happened, he thought this is quite interesting, and therefore the pastor continued listening.
后来呀，我就想啊。去找我那一些这个同学来看看有没有答案。
And so the man said, I wanted to continue searching for the answer to this question, and therefore I went to look for my old classmates.
哦，我就去找我在这个中科院呐 做研究的这个同学。
And so I met up with an old classmate who is a researcher at a hospital.
哦，搞生化科技的。
A classmate who dealt with chemical stuff. Oh, pardon, biochemistry.
啊，你能不能告诉我啊，同学，生命是什么？
And so the man asked, "My dear classmate, can you tell me what life is?"
啊，这个同学说，哦，生命是什么？我不知道。我们研究的是生命的现象。
And so the classmate said, "I do not know what life is. The only thing that we research here is what life looks like."
所以他想说，那我再另外找我个同学呀，他是在大学教哲学的。
And so he thought, I'm going to go find another of my classmates who teaches philosophy at a university.
同学呀，你能不能告诉我什么是生命哦
？And the man asked, Dear classmate, do you know what life is?
那同学呀，想一想说啊，这是个好问题呀。
And the classmate answered, that is a good question.
生命是什么
？What is life？
生命哦，是人在追求理想跟失望当中来回摆荡所失去的东西。
So the classmate said, "Well, life is the journey that you take between reaching your ideal and." Meeting that ideal with disappointment, and you just kind of journey between this big range.
这个就是生命。
And so that is life, between reaching your ideal and figuring out why it's so disappointing.
听起来很有哲学味道啊，但是啊，却也没有答案啊。
So it almost sounds philosophical, but actually, that's not really an answer either.
所以牧师，你告诉我啊，生命是什么？
So pastor, you tell me, what is the meaning of life?
这个时候啊，我们的传道突然想到约翰福音主耶稣所说的一句话。
And right at that moment, the pastor thought of something that is written in the book of John that Jesus Christ had said.
约翰福音十四章第六节。
John chapter 14 verse 6.
第六节，耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life." No one comes to the Father except through me.
什么是生命?
So what is life, you ask?
耶稣就是生命。
Jesus Christ is life.
因为他是生命的主。
And it is because he is the Lord of life.
认识耶稣就认识生命的价值。
When you know Jesus Christ, you know the value of this life.
拥有耶稣就拥有永恒的生命。
If you have Jesus Christ, then you will have life.
我们亲爱的朋友们。
So, dear friends,
从我们刚刚的分享里头
，from our sharing，
你过的是什么样的人生
？What kind of life are you living？
是劳碌甚苦吗
？Is it a life full of toil and labor？
因为外在环境的恶劣影响到你对整个人生的看法。
Is it because of all of the outside environment influences that you have a different view of life?
对信仰，对耶稣有了一种错误的了解。
That you may have a distorted perception of who Jesus Christ is or what faith means.
主耶稣要来帮助我们。
Jesus Christ wants to help us.
他要给我们平安。
He wants to give us peace.
让我们不忧虑。
So that we no longer feel worried.
不为未来未知的明天来忧虑。
So that we no longer need to worry about tomorrow.
因为他要掌管，他要掌我们人生的舵。
And it is because he wants to be the one who guides and controls our lives.
他也要让我们不胆怯。
He wants us to be full of courage.
因为他要带我们到那可安歇的地方啊。
And it is because he wants to bring us to that place of peace and rest.
就是永恒的国度。
Which is that heavenly kingdom.
安息的地方。
The place of rest.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
138首。
Hymn 138.